Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 31, Section 11. Minors prohibited from carrying or possessing firearms, exceptions, seizure and forfeiture, penalties, classification. A. Except as provided in subsection B, an unemancipated person who is under 18 years of age, and who is unaccompanied by a parent, grandparent, or guardian, or a certified hunter safety instructor, or certified firearms safety instructor acting with the consent of the unemancipated person's parent, or guardian, shall not knowingly carry, or possess on his person, within his immediate control, or in, or on a means of transportation a firearm in any place that is open to the public, or on any street or highway, or on any private property except private property owned, or leased by the minor or the minor's parent, grandparent or guardian. B. This section does not apply to a person who is 14, 15, 16, or 17 years of age and who is any of the following. 1. Engaged in lawful hunting, or shooting events, or marksmanship practice at established ranges or other areas, where the discharge of a firearm is not prohibited. 2. Engaged in lawful transportation of an unloaded firearm, for the purpose of lawful hunting. 3. Engaged in lawful transportation of an unloaded firearm between the hours of 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. for the purpose of shooting events, or marksmanship practice at established ranges, or other areas where the discharge of a firearm is not prohibited. 4. Engaged in activities requiring the use of a firearm, that are related to the production of crops, livestock, poultry, livestock products, poultry products, or ratites, or in the production or storage of agricultural commodities. C. If the minor is not exempt under subsection B and is in possession of a firearm, a peace officer shall seize the firearm at the time the violation occurs. D. In addition to any other penalty provided by law, a person who violates subsection A shall be subject to the following penalties. 1. If adjudicated, a delinquent juvenile for an offense involving an unloaded firearm, a fine of not more than $250, and the court may order the suspension or revocation of the person's driver license until the person reaches 18 years of age. If the person does not have a driver license at the time of the adjudication, the court may direct that the Department of Transportation not issue a driver license to the person until the person reaches 18 years of age. 2. If adjudicated a delinquent juvenile for an offense involving a loaded firearm, a fine of not more than $500, and the court may order the suspension or revocation of the person's driver license until the person reaches 18 years of age. If the person does not have a driver license at the time of the adjudication, the court may direct that the Department of Transportation not issue a driver license to the person until the person reaches 18 years of age. 3. If adjudicated a delinquent juvenile for an offense involving a loaded or unloaded firearm, if the person possessed the firearm while the person was the driver or an occupant of a motor vehicle, a fine of not more than $500, and the court shall order the suspension or revocation of the person's driver license until the person reaches 18 years of age. If the person does not have a driver license at the time of adjudication, the court shall direct that the Department of Transportation not issue a driver license to the person until the person reaches 18 years of age. If the court finds that no other means of transportation is available, the driving privileges of the child may be restricted to travel between the child's home, school, and place of employment during specified periods of time, according to the child's school and employment schedule. E. Firearms seized pursuant to subsection C shall be held by the law enforcement agency responsible for the seizure until the charges have been adjudicated or disposed of otherwise, or the person is convicted. Upon adjudication or conviction of a person for a violation of this section, the court shall order the firearm forfeited. However, the law enforcement agency shall return the firearm to the lawful owner if the identity of that person is known. F. If the court finds that the parent or guardian of a minor, found responsible for violating this section, knew or reasonably should have known of the minor's unlawful conduct, and made no effort to prohibit it, the parent or guardian is jointly and severally responsible for any fine imposed pursuant to this section or for any civil actual damages resulting from the unlawful use of the firearm by the minor. G. This section is supplemental to any other law imposing a criminal penalty for the use or exhibition of a deadly weapon. A minor who violates this section may be prosecuted and adjudicated delinquent for any other criminal conduct involving the use or exhibition of the deadly weapon. H. A person who violates subsection A is guilty of a Class 6 felony.